Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get the cue. Welcome back to 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth, the director of the outstanding website economics21.org. She's also a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute and a former economist for the U.S. Department of Labor under two presidents and the author of several books. Diana, thanks again for being here. Something that doesn't really bother the minds of most Americans is something that you're really talking a lot about and writing a lot about these days, and that's the budget and getting a balanced budget. Talk to us about the implications of all of that.
What's really surprising is that when the president came out with his budget, people were accusing him of making cuts in Medicaid, yet Medicaid was increasing by $143 billion over the next 10 years. People were accusing the president of cutting the entire budget, whereas the budget was increasing by $1.7 trillion over 7 years. Anytime someone tries to slow the rate of growth of spending, they get attacked in the mainstream media. And we really need to be educating people so that we can tell them, look at these numbers, look at the data. Our spending's increasing by $1.7 trillion. This is not a budget cut, because otherwise we're just passing on the debt to our children and grandchildren.
So, all right, so talk, but bring us up to date. Help us understand how we should be thinking about the budget.
We should be thinking about it in terms
Why should we care when we haven't had a balanced budget for 10 years?
We should care because our aggregate debt is increasing, and the amount of debt we're passing on to our children is increasing, and that means in the future they are going to be paying higher taxes. Just like that, if we have a higher mortgage and a bigger mortgage, at some point we're going to have to pay it off. It's not just free money.
And we've been living on free money for years, haven't we? Because we have not had a balanced budget in a long time. We're borrowing money at almost zero interest rate. If the Fed funds rate over the next 5 years should go to 5 or 6%, over time with the money we're borrowing, the interest on the debt could wind up bankrupting us.
Yes, and it's already slowing our growth. I mean, the money we're spending now on interest is money that the private sector can't be spending on investment.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we might not be able to observe the damage it's doing, it's still doing damage. And it's possible that if the private sector had more of that money, we would be growing at faster than 2%.
One way to think about this, folks, and many of you will get this. So you buy a house, and your banker lets you buy it at interest only. I know a lot of people who've done this. Diana Furchgott-Roth. A lot of people have bought a house, and the banker said, "Just pay interest for 5 years. Fix interest for 5 years. I'll adjust the interest in 5 years, and then fix the interest and just do interest only." Well, at the end of the term, they paid nothing down. They've only paid interest, and all of a sudden their interest rate goes up.
Right.
And they own no more of the house than they did before. So they were living on borrowed money. They were making no progress in terms of strengthening their financial position.
Right, exactly.
And that's kind of what America's been doing, isn't it?
We have been growing, but we could have been growing faster if we did not have so much debt.
How do we turn this around?
We turn this around by when President Trump suggests cutting spending or moving some programs back to the private sector that are better off in the private sector, we should give him support. We should admit that there are some programs that we don't need anymore, such as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Why does the government have to pay for a radio or TV station when there are so many radio TV stations in the country operated by the private sector?
That's right.
We need to see what functions need to be operated by the government and which functions can now be operated by the private sector and not be hamstrung by what was put into place in the 1930s and 1940s.
Did you see in the jobs report that one of the things that had gone down was government jobs?
I saw that, yeah.
I did. Folks, this is a trend. That number that was in that report wasn't a great number, but it was a trend. It was the beginning of a trend, wasn't it?
Well, unfortunately, it was fewer jobs. Well, we hope it's the beginning.
That's
of a
what
trend.
I'm saying. It could
These
be the beginning of a trend.
These numbers bounce around quite a bit. Yes, exactly. Yes, we hope it will be the beginning of a trend.
And so over time, and you know, the beautiful part about our government, Diana, is once you start that snowball rolling in your positive direction, as long as you don't get in the way of it, it actually picks up steam and it starts. You can get well real quick if you have good economics, if you have good fiscal policy,
right.
Can't you?
That's why I'm an economist.
Exactly, and when the economy grows, when the economy is doing well, and you're starting to create all this revenue, then you know if the government would mind their business the way you and I mind ours in our business, they could have all the money they want to spend.
That's right. They could, but the government never looks after its business as well as we look after our business,
right.
And that's why government should be as small as possible.
So is President Trump's budget going to work? Is it going to get through?
This is always a matter of compromise between the executive branch and the congressional branch. So we have to just see what happens.
And when will that happen? In the fall?
In the fall. They are probably
September.
Going to get around to talking about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When we come back, I want to talk about, see, Diana first got Ross's attitude about President Trump pulling out of the Paris Accords. That's coming
Absolutely.
Up after this message. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasting, you see me.
On the bayou. On the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.